Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iran and other regional nations will never allow the United States to dominate the Middle East.
America میخواد بر خاورمیانه مسلط بشود. ملت ایران مانع است. دنیا بداند محال است ملت ایران و ملت‌های منطقه اجازه بدهند که آمریکا بر خاورمیانه مسلط بشود.
Ahmadinejad was addressing the crowds in the southern city of Shiraz. He rejected a year-end deadline set by the United States for Iran to accept a deal over its nuclear program. The president said Iran gave the parties in the nuclear talks an opportunity by declaring its readiness to purchase nuclear fuel. Iran has recently said it's ready for a nuclear fuel swap on its southern Kish Island for a research nuclear reactor in Tehran. The U.S. and its allies insist Iran should ship its low-enriched uranium abroad for further enrichment. They've threatened Iran with further sanctions if it fails to do so. Ahmadinejad assured again that the Islamic Republic is by no means after nuclear bombs.
ما یه ملتی هستیم، ملت صادق و شجاع. همه حرفامون رو رک و راست میزنیم. ما به شما گفتیم چرخه سوخ رو را میندازیم، را انداختیم. به شما گفتیم تولید سوخ رو صنعتی میکنیم، صنعتی کردیم. به شما گفتیم از قطعنامه و تحریم نمیترسیم، نترسیدیم. به شما گفتیم نسل جدید سانتریفوژ ها رو به چرخه میاریم، میاریم. بدانید اگر میخواستیم بمب بسازیم انقدر مردونگی و شجاعتشو داشتیم که بدون ترس از شما اعلام بکنیم که میخوام بمب اتمی بسازیم.
Well, meanwhile, the White House press secretary says the end of the year is a very real deadline for Iran to give up its uranium enrichment activities.
That is a very real deadline for the international community, and I think all of those involved in the P5 plus one would encourage Iran to take that deadline as seriously as it's being taken by us to live up to their responsibilities.
Gates said it's up to Iran to decide, and the international community will act accordingly. On Monday, the top U.S. military chief said his country should be ready for military operations against Iran. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, said he preferred diplomacy in dealings with Iran, but he warned that force could be used as well. Iran is a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which entitles the country to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. Well, China has indicated that it will oppose fresh sanctions against Iran at the United Nations. The Chinese envoy to the United Nations Security Council has said dialogue is the only way to resolve disputes over Iran's nuclear program. La Yifan says doors to diplomacy are still open and that more time is needed for a breakthrough. China is a veto-wielding member of the Security Council, which can block efforts by the U.S., Britain, and France for more sanctions against Iran. Now, some Western countries accuse Tehran of pursuing a military nuclear program, but Iran, which is a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, says its program is a peaceful scientific activity aimed at producing electricity. Well, the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security